Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
For more details about how patients in Massachusetts view the cost and quality of their care, we visited the office of Harvard School of Public Health Professor Bob Blendon, who conducted our poll. Hi there.
How are you?
Okay. We heard from many of the patients in Martha Biebinger's piece that folks are not happy about the cost of their premiums and added out-of-pocket costs as well for their health care. And the poll found 8 out of 10 residents said that costs were a big issue.
When you just talk about universal coverage, you lose the fact that many people who have coverage are paying premiums that are very hard for them to pay, and they actually have very substantial out-of-pocket costs or restrictions. And when you talk to people who are sick, that's suddenly when they discover that this really affects them.
But this poll suggests that there are some people who may not be getting health care.
We're talking about people here who actually said they were seriously ill over the year and they need a lot of medical care, and yet 1 in 7 said they couldn't get the care they needed. And I think all of us were quite surprised, because this is the state where you're never supposed to see this in a finding. 1 in 12 people with a serious illness said they were turned away by a hospital or physician due to some financial or insurance reason. That suggests that just having coverage alone without worrying about these other problems does not solve the situations that many people will face when they're ill.
One person we spoke with, his name was Alan Papscom, and he lives in Western Massachusetts. And he told us that when he switched from private to state-subsidized insurance, there was a big difference in the quality of his care and his ability to get care. Alan describes the private insurance doctors were very good. The public insurance doctors, he calls them, awful.
I think it boils down to what you can afford and who can afford it. You know, I think each one has a different standard, and it seems that it gets applied in a different degree.
Did you hear this in the poll, that there was this discrepancy in the quality of care based on insurance?
There clearly is a perception by people who are lower income and reliant on those programs that at times the treatment is not the same as middle-income people. Both the individual cases and the poll are a warning sign that in a world where we're so pleased with universal coverage, beneath the surface there are still people who think they're being treated differently based on their insurance.
One of the patients in Martha Biebinger's story quit her job and moved into a homeless shelter to be able to afford care for her diabetic toddler. What does the poll suggest about how prevalent something like that might be, that people will actually have to take very drastic means to be able to afford their health care?
So we were not able to really explore that much in depth. What you did see is that of people who said they had a serious illness, a third of them had a financial problem that seriously affected their family. We have people who are trying to say to us, we had a serious illness and it had a real consequence financially. For most, it would never be that significant, but there's clearly people who are having trouble absorbing the impact of a combination of premiums and what they have to pay out of pocket.
Bob Blendon is a professor at the Harvard School of Public Health. The survey of 1,000 random Massachusetts residents was conducted between April 19th and May 7th. The margin of error is 5%.